Right, so let's start this one off with some cricket. The Hollywood Dolphins have a big chance of booking a spot in the CSA T20 Challenge Final. Now, they have the bonus of home advantage as they host Daffabet Warriors at the Kingsmead Stadium tomorrow night. The Dolphins' solid form has seen them earn a 5-game winning streak and lead them to the playoffs. Captain Pranilan Subrayan says he and his team have an idea of what to expect in tomorrow's semi-final.
Yeah, I think for us, more importantly, was we started to gain good momentum within our both facets of the game. So the batters have started coming to it, and as well as the bowlers. So I think we're quite happy about where we are in terms of a team, as well as a team morale.
The first semi-final is tonight at the Bullring, where the DP World Lions take on the Momentum Multiply Titans at 6 p.m. Over to some rugby. The Lions, or the Emirates Lions rather, will try to follow up their impressive victory over Leinster by beating another Irish giant on Saturday at Ellis Park. They face Munster, who confirmed their status as defending URC champions with a big win at Loftus Versfeld against the Bulls. The scrum has become a potent weapon as the Lions draw inspiration from the Springboks' famous bomb squad. Scrum coach Julian Redelinghuis is happy with the depth amongst the forwards.
I really believe the strength of the pack at this moment is the competition between the guys. These guys scrum against each other every week and really make each other better. And I think all of us have watched Chasing the Sun, and that's what you can see with the box as well. Their toughest scrumming opposition is on Wednesdays, not on Saturdays. So that's lucky for us to say we can use our subs, we can use our impact players.
And then there's a massive possibility that two-time World Cup winner Steven Kitsoff may not recover in time for the Springboks Test Series against Six Nations champions Ireland in July. Now, he suffered a knee injury during Ulster's Challenge Cup quarter-final loss to Clermont and has been ruled out of the remainder of the United Rugby Championship campaign. The 32-year-old prop has returned to South Africa to visit a knee specialist. Ending off with some tennis, Rafael Nadal says he may not get a farewell appearance at the French Open, where he's the record 14-time champion. Ahead of the Madrid Open, he said his recovery from injuries not currently good enough to play at Roland Garros next month. Nadal has indicated this will be his last season, but he's still due to play in the Spanish capital tomorrow against 16-year-old American Darwin Blanche. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.